Hello everyone, and welcome to Inspiration Sounds. I'm Butsumudra Knox, and these are more stories from the heart of the world. Well folks, we're back. Sorry for last week for not having an episode for you, but I was not feeling so well. I had a little bit of a sore throat and a bit of a croaky voice, so my dulcet tones are back to read more stories from the pen of Sri Chinmoy for you here today. And while I'm sort of thinking off the cuff, perhaps I should say hi to Abhijatri and Balaka, who are some friends of ours who live all the way over there in South Africa. Hi guys, I hope you're well. I know you're regular listeners to the show, so I hope you enjoy this episode. Yeah, I have three stories for you today, always written by Sri Chinmoy. I hope you're going to like them. This is episode 58 of Inspiration Sounds. A Little Boy and His Drum, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Butsumudra Knox. A little boy was bragging and bragging to his young friends that he was getting so much money from his drum. With this money, he could afford to buy ice creams, pastries, and all kinds of delicious things. One of his friends said to him, "That means you must play so well. You are a born drummer. One day, I would like to hear you play. I have no money, but please, could you play for me?" The little boy said to him, "You do not have to worry about paying me. I am your friend. As a matter of fact, you can come to my house tomorrow. I will give you free ice cream, and I will play for you." The following day, the young friend who had been invited to come to the house of the budding musician. To start with, the little musician brought out some ice cream, and the two friends sat eating quite happily. The drum was on the floor beside them. When they had finished eating, the eager guest pointed at the drum and said, "Now, can I hear you play?" "Oh no, it is not necessary," said the musician very proudly. "Without playing the drum, I make so much more money. My parents, my brothers and my sisters, and all my relatives give me money on the condition that I do not play my drum. I can easily make so much money by not playing." His little friend was curious. "But if you play, what will happen?" The budding musician looked very serious. "If I play, perhaps my parents will turn me out of the house." Friendship on Earth, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Butsumudra Knox. Friendship is such a strange and wonderful thing. When friendship is formed in heaven, it never dies. On earth, friendship dies before it even takes birth. This is the difference between friendship in heaven and friendship on earth. This story is about two village friends. One of them borrowed 20 rupees from the other to buy a dog. He went to the bazaar and chose a dog that he liked. Unfortunately, after a month had passed, the dog fell ill and died. Now it happened that this fellow was supposed to return the 20 rupees to his friend at the end of the month, but he kept postponing and postponing his obligation. Finally, the friend to whom he owed the money came to his house to collect it. He was saved because his wife answered the door and said that he was not at home. The friend came back the next day and the next, but the answer was always the same. "He is out." Now a third friend entered the picture. He knew that the rogue friend was deliberately avoiding the one who had given him the loan. So he said to the rogue's friend's wife, "This time, when our friend comes to collect what you owe him, I'm going to inform him that your husband is at home. Then you'll be in serious trouble. So the best thing is to return the money." The wife cried, "Oh, please, please, do not tell him. Look here, I'm giving you 1 rupee as a bribe." So the third friend accepted the bribe and went away. The next day he appeared again and made the same threat. Once more, the wife gave him 1 rupee as a bribe. Like this, 20 more times he came, and 20 more times he received money from the wife to remain silent. Each time the loan giver came to collect his money, the wife said the same thing. "Oh, he is out!" One day, fortunately or unfortunately, the friend who had given the loan and the one who had received it met face to face on the road. Their meeting was unavoidable. The fellow who had borrowed the money became extremely frightened. In a pitiful voice, he began pleading. "Oh, please, please, give me another chance. This time, when you come to my house, I will definitely be there, and I will give you the full amount." "I have already received the money," said his friend, smiling.
"How is it possible?"
"Our mutual friend has given it to me."
"Oh, surely you are pulling my leg. I mean, it's not..."
"Not at all. Every day he threatened your wife that he would inform me that you were actually at home when she said you were out. So she started giving him 1 rupee after another as a bribe. Eventually, he was able to pay me the complete sum, 20 rupees. And he also earned a commission." Thank you, everyone, for listening to episode 58 of Inspiration Sounds. My thanks to the team, John and Shumangali, for putting together the whole package for you each week. Incidentally, if you're interested, of course, you can always go to the RadioSriChinmoy.org website to listen to the older episodes of Inspiration Sounds. I think we started this way back in 2006, so it's been going for a little while now. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's stories. They were fun to record. Incidentally, also, it's just started raining here in Auckland, New Zealand. We've had some very bad weather over the last couple of weeks. It's almost been a storm, followed by a storm, and then, funnily enough, followed by another storm. So we've all been battening down the hatches and trying to keep as dry as we can during these wet and wild wintry months here at the bottom of the world. Anyway, enough talk. I'm sure you've all got things to do, and I hope you do have a great week, but I hope you will find the time to join me once again next time on Inspiration Sounds for episode 59. Until then, stay safe, stay cool. Bye-bye. I'm Budsamudra.